Today's Mishnah Masechet Utsin, closing our Masechet soon, is the third parak, and we begin at the beginning. So, now we're going to be talking about, as we mentioned yesterday, that we've changed our focus into the overall sense of what is considered to be a food. I mean, Utsin really was about that. It was about the Yadais, and it was about the Shomrim, and it was about the Chibur. And that just moves on to the general question, okay, what is really considered to be a food in order to be Mekabel, the Dinim of Tumas Eichlin? Forget about what's Bechuber to that food. So remember that one of the fundamental issues in the Torah about Tumas Eichlin is the Hechsher. And that means that it had to have come into contact with the called Zera, Zerua, Asher Yizorea, that it fell on it, and it went ahead after having been watered. It's not wet now, but it needed to have come into contact with one of the Shivas Hamashkin, and those are psukim that we learn out that these seven things are similar to the Mayim itself. That's considered to be Heksher, and it's Mekabel Tuma only after the Heksher. However, there's another issue. There may be, just like in all Dinim of Tuma, let's say Fakalim, in order for something to be Mekabel Tuma, it needs to be something that a human consciousness, and remember that Seder Taharos is the Seder of Das, so it requires human consciousness in order for it to be Nogea, the whole issue of Tuma. So just as a kli needs to be defined as a kli in terms of human use, a food sometimes is not by default a food, because it's the kind of thing that not everyone will eat. And therefore, there are times in which you'll need specifically a machshava that I want to eat this in order to make it a humanly recognized food. So that was called machshava. Sometimes you'll need machshava, and sometimes you won't need machshava, but you'll need hechsher. Sometimes you'll need both. And this is the theme of our Mishnah. Yesh trichim hechsher, ve'en trichim machshava. So there's some things that are foods that take it for granted that they're foods, but in order to be Mekabel Tuma, they need hechsher. The reason that this makes sense, and that it's not just mixing two completely different concepts, is because we know that the idea of hechsher is the final stage of giving something the shem oichlin. So since it's that human nature is to wash foods before eating them, which I'm sure you might have heard that there are some monkeys have caught on to that idea, and it's now spreading among the monkeys. So as humans become more monkey-like, they spread their ideas. So now monkeys have started washing their food. However, we shall see that the monkeys washing the food is not considered to be kiyutan. I'm serious. But anyway,
just aping behavior.
Yeah, that's not a fun. So in this case, it makes sense to talk about the two issues that are definitive of foodstuff, unquote. And that is hechsher and achshava. But there are many things which are just taken for granted that these are foods, and you would not need a specific machshava. They still need hechsher. So yesh trichin hechsher ve'in trichin machshava. There are other things that require both. They're not taken for granted to be edible, and therefore they would need machshava, and of course they would also need hechsher. There are some things that don't need hechsher, but they do need machshava. And there are some things that don't require either hechsher or machshava. So let's start going through each one of these sets of things. Kol ha'ochlina miyuchadim la'adam. So all foods that are normally eaten by people. Tzrichim hechsher ve'ina tzrichim machshava. Since they're just by default considered to be food, you don't need a machshava. However, as we know, the Torah means you're only asher yipol ma'im alav. It requires water to fall on that foodstuff. That is our introductory understanding of the first category. Moving on to Uktzin Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beit, let's continue on into the second level that we had in the Mishnah. There are some things that are not considered to be food until there's machshava, and then they're still going to need hechsher. And what is that? Well, let's say if you have a cannibal, and this cannibal cuts off some flesh from a living human. Torachotech mina adam, or mina meiva, mina beima, or mina chaya, mina ofot. So he's cutting live flesh, and that's not going to be considered food unless there's a specific intent to eat it. And even for goyim, it's not normally considered to be normal food. Or he cuts off minivlat ha'of hatame. So he cuts off from a dead bird, which is not of the species, which is tars. Let's say he finds a dead owl, right? People don't usually eat that. He takes a piece of that, minivlat ha'of hatame. Or if he is an area in Kvarim. Now, in Kvarim, you don't have the kind of marketplace that you have in downtown Shanghai. So you're not going to be able to sell any and every type of garbage in the market and have people running to buy your pet dog for eating for children. So it's not the same kind of assumed foodstuff. If you don't live in Shanghai, you live in some little...
Actually, in China, it's much easier to find it in the Kvarim than it is to find it in Shanghai.
Just right, I know, because they answered it.
Yeah.
Right. So, if you're in a small town, not in China, so over there, you will not find people eating stuff that is normally not eaten. Now, those are the chelev of animals. And, of course, your animals, and those are considered to be non-foodstuffs, minastam. Vishar kol yarkot sadeh, and any type of vegetables that are picked in the wild. So they're not really, I mean, vegetables that are taken for granted by human food are cultivated vegetables. But we don't look at a wild grass that is a lettuce-like plant that's growing that people are going to eat that because it's growing out in a field somewhere. So that's not called, unless somebody thought so. The only thing that is definitely called a edible is truffles, mushrooms, and some kind of wild onions that are delicious. People go out to seek bedavka out in the wild. Those are considered to be absolutely, those are human stuff. But otherwise, you would have to have a specific makshava. And there's other things that are included in that. And that would be, that are unique. Rebuta says, actually, there's leeks that are delicious out there in the wild. And that's the best krishe sada. And then there's ragila, and there's the netzach halav. Those are those kind of plants that have that thick, milky, very bitter. That's delicious, says Rabbi Yehuda. That's also considered to be a eaten vegetable. Rabbi Shimon says, well, what about akaviot? Akaviot? I don't know what akaviot actually are, but it's something that has a lot of thorns on it that have to be removed, and you remove them after cooking them. Fine. The Rambam says, in Arab areas, this is very popular, and everybody knows what it is, which doesn't help me too much. Rabbi Yossi says...
Did he say chubeza? Did Rabbi say the word chubeza?
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, I don't know what they are.
No, did Rabbi say that word, chubeza, associated with this?
No, but if you know the word, then by all means.
There's a piece that Arabs go out into the field, like they search it, and you have to handle it properly, and it's delicious. You put meat in it and rice. Mm. I'm just wondering if it's that.
I don't know. I didn't see that word. No.
That's what they knew Yerushalayim during the siege on the Chametz HaShichor.
Ah.
You can eat the leaves and also the root.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Do you know what it's called in English?
No, I do not. Okay. It's pretty common, though. You see it growing. I mean, not in the old city, but around on the in the grounds, you see it growing, especially now.
So bring us one, maybe, tomorrow.
I'll find a picture, yeah.
Okay. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Chutz min ha-kilusim. This is, I don't know what the kilusim is, because kilusim is normally normally an actual kind of bean. And it is cultivated, so I don't know. The Rambam says, Chutz min ha-bilusim, not kilusim. So maybe that's something else, but I don't know what it is. Okay, Rabotai, I'm sorry for my ignorance, but the idea is Hare Elu Tzrichim Machshava VeHechsher. So all of those things, except for the ones that Rabbi Yehuda identified as being Choshev, and except for the ones that Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yossi identified as being Choshev, they would be default not food unless there's a Machshava. Once there's a Machshava and you want to be actually eat it, it becomes shayach to becoming a food, but it's not going to be a food until you actually do hechsher. So these are the contents of our second set that was mentioned in the first Mishnah that require both machshava and hechsher. Okay, Rabbi.
Are these things delicacies, or it's just because a lot of people eat them?
What, the Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi
Yossi? Exceptions.
Yeah, no, because a lot of people eat them. Yeah. Okay, excellent. See you, Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow. Lots of Besirot Tovot and Shalom Uvrocha.